弟姐妹平安。今天讲到的经文在马太福音15章21节到28节。耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去，有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”耶稣却一言不答，门徒近前来求他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她走吧。”耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”那妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。”耶稣说：“夫人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。”从那时候他女儿的病就好了。谢谢上帝的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He asked, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody.
今天是母亲节哈。
So today is Mother's Day.
所以我向在座的母亲们问一声母亲节快乐。
So I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here today.
所以今天的经文呢，我们看到了一个母亲。
And so our scripture today focuses on a mother.
这个母亲呢，她找到主耶稣，他说他的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
And so here it says that when she came to Jesus, her daughter is tormented by a demon.
她怎么样发现她女儿被鬼附呢？
How would she realize this?
作为一个母亲来讲哈，我们大概都知道母亲有一个特性，她观察自己的孩子会非常细致。
As a mother, mothers often observe their children very carefully.
尤其是在孩子不会明确地表达自己的感受的时候。
Especially when the child is not able to clearly speak their own feelings.
所以我老在想，可能做这个儿童儿科的医生哈，要求会非常高，因为他这个患者他不会说，他不知道怎么样表达他的感受。
Sometimes I think the pediatricians are very admirable because children are unable to really express how they're feeling.
很多的时候是靠母亲的观察发现这个孩子有什么问题。
Usually the parent will observe the child and realize that something is wrong.
我记得这个我们家这个大女儿小的时候两岁哈，我把她带回中国去。
So once when my elder daughter was ill when she was 2 years old and we were traveling to China.
忽然间有一天哈，她就老摸着他这个手，他告诉我他这里痒痒。
Suddenly she kept itching her left arm.
然后我看看没有虫子咬的痕迹啊。
Well, I couldn't see any signs of any bug bites or.
Yeah, 但是他老说他痒痒。
But she kept saying that it was itchy.
然后我回家睡觉的时候，一般睡觉的时候他会喝一瓶奶啊。
And normally before going to sleep, she would drink some milk.
然后我就发现他这只手不能够拿这个奶瓶子。
And I realized that she was unable to hold the milk bottle.
小孩子一般不会装的。
Usually babies will not fake anything.
她不能动大概就是她真的是不能动她有问题。
If she can't move, then there must be something wrong.
所以那时候我就跟我先生跟刘坤说哈，我说因为刘坤学这个推拿按摩的嘛，我说你来看看，我说这个孩子这个手一定有问题。
And so since my husband specializes in massage,And I asked him to have a look at the arm.
结果刘坤拿着他的手往上一拖，就听见 click 一下，就是咯噔一下。刘坤说他这个某个肘关节错位了，复位了就好了。
And so he instantly noticed something wrong with the joint and was able to fix it.
当时我真的是很高兴哈，我说刘坤你学了所有这一些，就这一下就足够了。
At that time, I was very happy that he was able to fix the situation.
也因为我想我带他去医院，他说痒痒，人家医生会怎么给他看呢？然后等到他拍片子，发现他有问题，再怎么治呢？会很长的时间。
Because if I take her to the hospital and she tells the doctor it's itchy, they will take a very long process, X-rays and whatever to work out what's going on.
对啊，所以我就跟他说，我跟我女儿说，我说你记得那个感觉叫疼啊，那个不叫痒痒啊。
And so I told my daughter to say that, oh, this hurts, it's not itchy.
对，所以小孩子他是很难明确的来表达他哪里不舒服的。
And so children are very bad at expressing their pain.
在这个过程中呢，一般情况下，父母双方啊，是妈妈是那一个非常细致的，他会发现孩子有什么不同，有问题。
So often the mother will be the one who will notice that something is wrong with her child.
所以昨天我们妈妈团契哈，我也跟妈妈讲哈，我说这一般是这也是神给妈妈的恩赐啊，妈妈比较细心，然后比较敏感，所以要观察我们的孩子哈。
So yesterday at our mothers' meeting, I said that God blessed mothers with the sensibility and the sensitiveness to be able to feel our children.
所以当我读到这段经文，我说当这个妈妈发现她女儿被鬼附的时候哈。
And so I read this passage, and it says the mom noticed her daughter was tormented by a demon.
我不知道这个妈妈的心情是什么样啊。我想我自己的体会啊，我想她会非常焦急。
I can imagine that this mother is very, very hurried and very worried about her daughter.
因为这个完全是。他没有办法处理的问题。
Because this is a problem that she cannot fix.
而且找医生也处理不了的问题。
And the physician cannot fix it.
所以这个妈妈虽然是外邦人哈，但是我因为她不是耶稣的门徒哈，不是跟着耶稣到处走的人。
And so even though this woman was a Canaanite woman, she was not a disciple of Jesus.
她肯定听到了耶稣所行的神迹。
Perhaps she had heard of the wonders that Jesus had done.
她知道了这个人是可以处理这个问题的。
And she knows that this man can solve this problem.
我想他一直在那里等机会，等着有机会能够见到耶稣。
And she has been waiting for the opportunity to meet Jesus.
然后祈求耶稣来解决他女儿的问题。
And ask him to help her with her daughter.
在这个过程中，这个妈妈打听的有多么详细哈，我不知道。
In this process, we don't know how the specifics of what she said to Jesus.
她大概打听过耶稣一路上行的神迹是如何赶鬼、如何治病的。
Maybe she heard of the ways that Jesus had healed people and had exorcised people.
所以她一叫耶稣的时候叫得很到位，她说：“主啊，大卫的子孙。”
And so when she called upon Jesus, it was very fitting that she called him David, son of David.
这个是以色列人叫耶稣的方式。
This is the way that the Israelites called Jesus.
其实他并不是以色列人。
And she is actually not an Israelite.
他这样叫，我认为他是听到的，打听出来的。
And she must have heard the other people call him like that.
而且他有一个信心，你看他没有抱着女儿到处在那里等，他没有看到耶稣以后回家把女儿带来。
And she had a faith that she didn't bring her daughter with her.
他大概听说过耶稣一句话就可以解决问题。
She heard that Jesus can heal by speaking.
所以他有这样的信心，他来求就可以了。
And so she had the faith to come and ask.
我们看这一段经文哈，他说有一个迦南妇人从那地方来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”
So we read from verse 22. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon."
接下来说，耶稣却一言不答。
And then we read in verse 23, but he did not answer her.
为什么耶稣不说话呢？
Why would Jesus not answer her?
有人说耶稣可能看不起他。
Some people say that Jesus looked down upon her.
肯定不是这个原因。
This must not be the case.
门徒倒是回答他。
However, the disciples said.
门徒找耶稣说：“你赶快把他打发走算了。”
The disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away."
门徒知道，也知道耶稣一句话就可以解决这个问题。
The disciples also recognized that Jesus can heal with a word.
但是门徒要打发走的心呢，其实不是帮助他，而是实在他太烦了。
However, the disciples want to send her away because she is bothering them.
因为他老跟在后面大声喊叫。
Because she keeps yelling and shouting.
主耶稣的反应很奇怪啊。
And Jesus' response is very strange.
我们记得在经文上记载，耶稣有一次去耶利哥的时候，那个路边上有一个瞎子在那里喊：“主啊，大卫的子孙呐、啊，来帮助我。”
Once on the way to Jericho, a blind man yelled to Jesus, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me."
然后耶稣就说：“把他带过来。”
And Jesus said, "Bring him to me."
然后耶稣就问他：“你要什么？”
And Jesus asked him, "What do you want?"
那对这一个外邦的迦南的妇人，耶稣的表现是不理他，没说话。
However, to this Canaanite woman, Jesus ignored her.
为什么是这样呢
？Why?
那接下来主耶稣自己说哈，二十四节啊，他说我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And so in verse 24, he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
为什么耶稣说这句话呢
？Why would Jesus say this?
首先我们得说这句话是个事实。
Firstly, we should say that this is true.
主耶稣奉差遣，确实是父差遣他到以色列家去的。
The Lord called him to serve the house of Israel.
所以我们今天要知道啊，福音是从以色列传出来的。
And today we know that the gospel arose from Hebrews.
这个非常重要的信息哈、啊，福音不是从中国啊、印度啊某一个山村里忽然间有一个人他就说他是上帝，然后就传出来的。
So the gospel didn't originate from China or India, from some guy sitting under a tree being enlightened.
所以福音是从以色列传出来的，你知道这件事是非常重要的。
But the gospel originated from the kingdom of Israel.
在罗马书上记载哈。
It is written in the book of Romans.
他说按照肉体说，基督是从在罗马书一章三节哈，他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的。
We read from Romans chapter 1 verse 3, the gospel concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And was declared to be son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead.
所以大卫的后裔和主耶稣基督的复活，这都是以色列人亲眼见证的。
And so being a descendant of David and resurrecting from the dead are things that that the Jews can testify to.
所以当这个妇人说主啊大卫的子孙的时候，
And so when the Canaanite woman says, "Lord, son of David,"
她用的词是对的。
She has called him correctly.
但是他说出来的大卫的子孙和以色列人说出来的大卫的子孙不一定是一个含义。
But it has a different meaning when she says son of David compared to when the Israelites say it.
就像我们基督徒哈，今天我们祷告，我们跪下说主啊。
Just like for us believers when we say Lord.
我不知道大家遇见过没遇见过不信主的人也叫主的。
Have you ever met an unbeliever who would also say Lord?
他跟你说话，他为了跟你认同吧，他说我也祷告主了。
And they will tell you, "Oh, I also pray to the Lord."
但是他其实他不认他是主。
However, they don't recognize that he is Lord.
所以当你喊主和他喊主的时候，这两个主的意思不一样。
And so the meaning is different compared to when you say it.
所以当以色列人说大卫的子孙的时候，他认了这一位是按照这个肉体说是从大卫的后裔生出来的，他认这一位是基督。
And so when an Israelite calls upon the son of David, they recognize that he is the Messiah, the Christ.
但是当外邦人说大卫的子孙的时候，我们不知道说的是什么。
But when a Gentile says this, we don't know what they mean.
所以这个是完全不一样的哈。
And so this is not the same.
为什么主耶稣说我奉差遣先到以色列家去呢？
Why did Jesus say that I was called to the lost house of Israel?
第一，父上帝确实是差遣他到以色列家迷失的羊那里去的。
Firstly, physically speaking, God did call him to serve the house of Israel.
因为以色列家上帝已经铺垫了 千年的历史，有这本旧约圣经在他们手中。
Because God has established their faith through thousands of years of scriptures.
所以基督的身份一定在以色列人当中才能够先被认出来。
And so they would be the first to recognize Jesus' identity.
所以神是派遣他先到以色列家去的。
And so God sent him to the Israelites first.
第二，他把自己的身份交代得非常清楚，我是一个奉差遣的。
Secondly, he recognized that he is one who was called.
他所做的神迹奇事是跟我们一样是靠着圣灵做的。
Everything that he did was according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以不是他自己随意的。
Nothing that he can do on his own.
所以他忠实的在履行一个奉差遣者的一个职分。
And so he knew his identity as one who was sent.
那么对外邦人怎么样处理呢？你看后来接着他说哈、啊，他说这个二十六节哈、啊，耶稣回答那个人说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
And so as to what to do for Gentiles, we read in verse 26, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs.
所以有人读到这里的时候觉得耶稣很不近人情啊。
And so some people say that Jesus is very unsympathetic.
他怎么把人家比作狗呢？
How can he liken a person to a dog?
各种各样的解释说这个狗这个原文啊是一个小狗。
Some people will say that in the original language, the word meant small dog.
无论什么样可爱的小狗，它还是个狗。
It is a very cute small dog.
当这个母亲来到耶稣面前说：“你救救我女儿。”耶稣如果说她是狗的话，怎么样？这个心里也过不去，怎么样是觉得这个有点侮辱的成分在里边
？And so when a mother comes to ask Jesus to heal her daughter, and Jesus calls her a dog, it seems very harsh.
其实不是这个意思啊。
Actually, this is not what it means.
就像我们记得那个圣经上讲哈、啊，说不能拿圣物丢给狗吃哈、啊。
Just like it says that you should not throw pearl before swine.
我记得我们在这里分享过这段经文哈、
啊。We have shared from this passage before.
我们说过祭物是殿里的那个陈设饼。
We say that the holy food is holy in the temple.
只有祭司才拿得到。
Only the priest can have it.
如果祭司把这个圣物扔给狗吃，你说是狗的错，是祭司的错呢
？If the priest gave this food to the dogs, is it the priest's fault or the dog's fault?
所以你拿圣物不当圣物扔给狗吃，不是狗的问题，是祭司的问题。
And so if you treat the holy thing unholy, it is the priest's problem, not the dog's problem.
所以主耶稣现在说的话是他自己，他不可以拿儿女的饼这样扔出去。
And so Jesus is speaking of himself that he should not take the blessings for the kingdom of Israel and throw it away to others.
他自己不会用这种态度来做事。
He will not have this attitude when he is working.
所以他不是说对方是狗。
And so he is not saying that they are a dog.
他是说，像门徒这种态度，哎，你赶快把它治好了吧。治好了用什么呢？要用神的能力，用圣灵的能力才能治好。
It is the flippant attitude of the disciples that say, "Oh, just heal her so she can go away." But this is God's power that Jesus is using.
所以当神用耶稣用神的能力，用这种态度把它扔出去的时候，他认为这是不对的。
And so when they ask Jesus to use this attitude to send her away, to use God's power just because she is bothering them, this is the wrong attitude.
对，所以他说这个我是奉差遣到以色列家去的。
And so he says, I am called to the lost house of Israel.
所以我神给我的这些能力是在以色列家要做见证的。
And so God gave me this power to be a witness amongst the people of Israel.
而目的并不是行神迹，而是让他们能够认出来我是神的儿子，将来会因之而得救。
And the miracles are not done for their own sake, but for the sake of people recognizing his power.
那如果我用这种方式把它扔给外邦人呢？外邦人不明白，他可能得着点好处，但是他不会因此得救的。
But if I do that for the Gentiles, they will not recognize him, and it will just be a waste because they cannot be saved.
所以他说我不会用这种态度来做事。
And so he says, I will not use this attitude to do things.
这个妈妈非常的有智慧，也是有信心的一个妈妈哈。
However, this mother was very wise, and she had a lot of faith.
二十七节哈，她说：“妇人说，主啊，不错，但是狗也吃它主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣。”
And she says in verse 27, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
其实犹太人那个时候他称外邦人做狗。
At that time, the Jews would treat the Gentiles as dogs.
他们觉得他们自己很骄傲，我们是上帝的子民。
They were very proud of being the people of God.
然后外邦人都是垃圾，都是他们叫外邦人做狗。
And so they would treat everyone else like dogs.
当外邦人有这个待遇的时候，你想想外邦人心里是应该是愤怒的，是不高兴的。
And you would think that the Gentiles would not be very happy like this.
记得原来咱们记得就是洋人对待咱们中国人，有时候饭馆上写什么华人与狗不得入内啊。
So sometimes we know of racism that some Westerners will make fun of Chinese people.
当这种情况我们看见的时候，我们会非常愤怒的。
And I'm sure that you were very unhappy when this happens.
所以这个妈妈如果针对狗的问题，我相信她会非常愤怒的。
And I'm sure this mother would be extremely offended if that was the case.
但是这个妈妈针对的不是这个问题。
However, the mother did not treat it like that.
这个妈妈针对的是主的问题。
She knew that the issue that the Lord was referring to.
他知道如果他是我的主，他会怜悯我。
He knew that if she knew that if he was my Lord, then he would have mercy on me.
所以他要针对主的这个问题来回答。
And so she responds to the Lord's question.
他说：“对了，你是我的主，虽然我现在还不是你的儿女，我就算是狗吧，你也会怜悯的，因为主人会，就算是动物，主人也会怜悯。”
And so she says, "Lord, I recognize that I am not your child, but even if I am your dog, the Lord will have mercy on that."
所以他是在针对他和这一位主之间的关系，所以这里表达出了一个概念，就是当他叫主的时候，他不是胡叫的。
And so for her, she recognizes her proper relationship with the Lord. She did not call on it emptily.
对，他不是说那些不信主的人过来，他也说我跟主祷告了，他不是这样的。
And not like those other people who pray to God just for some selfish reasons.
他真的愿意认他为主。
But that she truly recognized he is the Lord.
所以她的态度就表达出来了这种谦卑的态度。
And so her attitude showed her humility.
接下来28节耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。
And so in verse 28, Jesus says, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish.
从那时候她女儿就好了。
And her daughter was healed instantly.
哎呀，这段经文真是看了有时候心里非常感动啊，真是一个伟大的妈妈哈。
And so I am very touched by this passage because she is such a great mother.
当然我们的主是慈爱怜悯的主啊。
And we know that our Lord is a loving and merciful Lord.
但是这一个把女儿带到主面前的妈妈，也是一个非常非常美好的母亲的一个典型。
But this mother who took her daughter before the Lord is truly a very wonderful one, example.
所以当我们看见父母来到教会聚会的时候，我们的孩子坐在身边真是一件非常美好的事情。
And so when we see mothers coming together with their children to worship, it's a very beautiful thing.
当我看到那个宣教士那个电影他是带着不单是一个人，他不是一个男人出去宣教，而是太太孩子全家一起到宣教合场的时候真的是非常感动。
And so when I saw the film The Missionary and I see the not the just the man going on the mission but him together with his family, I was very touched.
因为他知道什么是蒙福的。
Because he recognizes what the true blessings are.
所以他要他的家庭也一起蒙福。
And so he wishes for his family to be blessed with him.
Cathy 今天在我们中间。
Our sister Cathy is with us again today.
Yeah, 我看到她的那个卡上面Cathy 和她女儿 Rosie 的这个合影真是非常感动，这是一个把女儿带到宣教合场的妈妈。
And we heard her witness that she went to mission trips with her daughter Ruth.
她没有把女儿留在可以更好的生活、更好的受教育、更 更安全的那个后方啊。
She wasn't willing to leave her daughter behind in a safe or wealthier environment.
她愿意带女儿到前线去啊。
But she was willing to take her daughter with her.
带女儿一起来到神的面前来，为神做工啊。
To serve God together.
因为她知道那个是最好的祝福。
Because she knows that that is the greatest blessing.
因为你知道这是最好的祝福，你就不会让孩子在外面。
And because you know that this is the greatest blessing, you will not leave your child alone.
所以把孩子带到上帝面前来啊，这是我们做母亲的，尤其是我们基督徒的母亲的非常重要的职责。
And so to bring your child before Christ is a great responsibility and a great blessing for our parents.
我曾经对女儿有过很比较小的时候，他们小的时候曾经严格要求过他们哈。
In the past, I was very strict on my children.
因为我老有一个概念哈，我说你到的这个国，你虽然生在这个国家，但你这个脸是中国人的脸。
Because I thought that even though you are born in Australia, you still look like Chinese people.
将来我说如果这个一个洋人和一个中国人的脸一起去应聘的话，我说如果你们两个一个水平的话，人家要那个洋人不会要你。
And one day, if you will be going to an interview, and people will favor the Westerner over you.
所以我说你必须要强啊。
And so I thought you must be better.
我说你必须要比别人强很多，人家才会要你。
You must be much better than the Westerners.
所以你现在的努力是给你将来要赢得一个机会。
And so if you work hard today, you will be blessed tomorrow.
后来信主以后，我的观点就变了，改变了很多啊。
However, I changed a lot when I became Christian.
因为原来的那一种对他们的严格的要求，我认为那个是对他最好的。
Because before I thought those strict requirements were for their best benefit.
之后我才发现，其实把他们带到上帝面前来，这才是对他们最好的。
And then I realized that to bring them before God is truly their best.
并不是说他们可以不努力了。
Not to say that they shouldn't work hard.
但是今天他应该知道，他不是为了人做，不是为了自己做，是为了神来做。
But today they should recognize that they do not serve themselves or serve people, but they serve God.
所以我说。你是基督徒哈，你就更应该优秀，因为你代表着上帝子民的这个形象。
And so I say that as a Christian, you should be excellent because you are working in the image of God.
无论你今天在做什么，都是为了你将来的，你这一辈子就是服侍神的，都是为了你将来的服侍在打基础。
Because all of your life is to build and establish a foundation for your future service to God.
把一件事做的完美把一件事完成，不要半途而废哈，不要这些东西，这是你应该训练的品格。
That when you do something, you should do it well. This is the nature that you should train.
所以我老是鼓励我们年轻人啊，在你们的学业上啊，不要想着我，哎呀，我信主了，明天主就来了，我今天还学什么？不用这么努力了吧。
And so I encourage our young people not to have the attitude that the Lord is coming tomorrow, so I don't need to work hard today.
不对的，你是基督徒，你更应该比别人优秀。
However, as a Christian, you should be more excellent than others.
我们看看圣经的记载，这些神的仆人啊，我们读但以理书哈，你看这一位在外邦服事的这一位弟兄啊，真是非常的优秀。
We can see in the scriptures from the book of Daniel that the follower of God amongst the Gentiles is even more brilliant than the others.
所以我们的年轻人哈，有上帝给你们的智慧和力量啊，我们更应该优秀才对。
And so young people, by the blessings that we have from God, by our talents, by our hard work, we should be better.
我们应该努力哈。
We should work hard.
但是把年轻人带到上帝面前来，这一件事太重要了。
But to bring them before God is the most important thing.
母亲在家庭里的影响哈是非常大的。
The mother has great influence in the family.
母亲的细致哈，发现孩子的问题啊，我现在我看到这一个，我想这个在这一段经文里哈，我想这个母亲看到孩子被鬼附的时候，那种绝望啊，简直是我设身处地的想，我想如果我的孩子这样，我真是会难过死了。如果我不认识主的话。
When I imagine the despair that the mother must have felt from seeing her child be tormented by a demon. demon, and not being able to do anything about it, I can only imagine the pain.
其实现在我不知道我们的妈妈们有没有这种难过的心情哈。其实现在在国外，你发现你对你的孩子很多的时候是束手无策的。
However, today, even today, mothers sometimes with our children, we can't really help them. I don't know if you feel this.
澳洲的文化和中国不一样。
The Australian culture is different from the Chinese culture.
我们必须承认我们受教育的背景和孩子们受教育的背景不一样。
The way that we were brought up is different from the way that children are brought up today.
我们面对的那一个社会环境和孩子们现在面对的社会环境的挑战是非常不同的。
The challenges of our society and the challenges of society today are once again very different.
所以有时候非常纠结啊，孩子要出去 party 啊，我到底让不让他去，完全不让他去是不大可能，他出去以后你又觉得没有办法控制，不知道会发生什么事情。
And so it is very hard to know what to do when children want to go out and party or should we stop them, and it's very difficult.
所以当把孩子带到神面前来的时候，我们跪下来能够为孩子祷告，知道孩子也自己会跪下来向上帝祷告的时候，那时候那颗心才能放下来。
And so my heart feels glad when I'm able to bring my daughter before God and kneel together. That is when I feel that she is safe.
对啊，所以我大女儿现在在 Perth 哈。
And so my eldest daughter is in Perth now.
当她打电话回来告诉我妈妈，我遇见这样的事那样的事，请你为我祷告。
And she will call me and she'll tell me I have experienced all these things and please pray for me.
有这样的要求的时候，其实我内心是非常感恩的。
And when she asks for that, I'm very grateful in my heart.
因为我知道她实在是知道她的力量，她的保护是从神那儿来的。
Because I know that she recognizes her power, her protection is from the Lord.
而且我内心也确实相信主会与她同在，会保守她。
And I believe in my heart that the Lord will be with her.
说一个小的插曲哈。
So let's go aside quickly.
上次我到中国去的时候哈。
When I visited China a few months ago.
在那个家庭的里边，就是家庭聚会里边哈，有一个姊妹，她把她的女儿带到我们中间来哈。
In one of the family meetings, someone brought their daughter amongst us.
她这个女儿上初中二年级哈。
And this daughter was in year eight.
Year eight, 初中二年级哈，很可爱哈。
And she was very cute.
她在我们中间哈，就是很有意思哈，你看他小小小小小小的身影，忙忙碌碌的，他也跟我们一起忙啊。
you can see that though she's very young, she's very busy and she's trying to do her best for with us.
Yeah, 因为中国的聚会呢，它是那个小的马扎儿哈，很小的那个，我这不知道马扎儿怎么翻，那小凳子。
because in our meetings in China, we will have little stools to sit on.
对，所以每一个聚会的时候都要 set up 很多椅子啊。
And so there was
a lot of
a lot of setup required for every meeting.
所以她一直在帮着大家哈。
And she would be very active in helping.
然后我们吃饭的时候呢。
And when we were eating.
很有意思啊，她就老盯着我的饭碗啊。
She would pay close attention to my food.
如果还想吃呢，她就会去帮我盛饭。
And she would help me to get more rice.
如果不想吃了，她确认了，她就会把碗拿走，然后她去洗碗。
And she would help me to clean up after I'd eaten.
哎呀，我想我女儿八年级的时候没有这么乖啊。
I thought that my daughter was not so nice when she was in year eight.
对啊，但是我看看在这个教会长大的孩子真的是不一样啊。
But the child who has grown up in the church is different.
我记得我临走的时候哈。
I remember when I was leaving.
那个早晨她跑来拥抱我一下。
And she came and she hugged me.
然后她跟我说，耶稣爱你，我也爱你，上帝祝福我们。
And she said,God loves you, I love you, and may God bless all of us.
然后他说主的平安与我们同在。
And she said, may the Lord's peace be with us.
我说阿门。
I said, amen.
我真的是很感动啊，这个小小的小姑娘啊，她里面充满的是对主的爱，对弟兄姊妹的爱，然后她知道主的平安的重要啊。
And I was very touched by this little girl who recognized God's peace and God's love and God's power.
所以在教会长大的孩子们真的是有福啊。
And so children who have grown up in church are truly blessed.
但是有一个问题在里边啊。
However, there is an issue here.
因为在教会长大的孩子呢，他是有福，他从小就知道上帝。
Because they have known God since their young age.
但是他有一个 曾经有一个姊妹跟我谈哈，她说我从小就是基督徒家庭长大的，但是她觉着她说我跟你有一个不同哈。
So once I met a sister before who was chatting with me, and she said I'm different from you, even though I knew God since I was born.
因为她没有走过弯路。
Because she has never walked the wrong path.
她说我不像你一样哈，因为你们走过世界上的路，知道那条路不对。
She said I'm not like you. I did not feel that the path of the world was wrong because I never walked it before.
因为像我这样，我说我信主的时候40岁了哈。
For me personally, I came to know God when I was 40 years old.
所以40年来我在世界上奔跑了很久了。
And so for 40 years, I lived in the world.
我实在是知道那是一条黑暗的路啊。
And I know that that path is dark.
走到底是死亡，是黑暗。
And when you go to the end, you will die. It is the end.
当我认识神了以后，真是像诗篇上说，神使我们的灵魂苏醒啊。
However, when I recognized God, it was like God opened my heart and my mind.
我知道这一条路才是通向光明的路。
And I know that this path is a path to light.
所以我会努力的在这条路上跑。
And so I have worked hard to walk this path.
所以那个姊妹就说，那这是因为我从小就信主，反而到现在我觉得我不如你有力量。好的有力量。
And that sister said, because I recognize God from birth, I do not have the same power that you have.
因为我没有这个对比。
Because I don't have this contrast.
所以作为妈妈，作为我们成人来讲啊。
And so as a mother,
作为我们成人来讲，我们在这方面的理解会比我们的孩子理解的要深入的多。
As a mother and as an adult, we would have a more recognition of this than our children.
因为我们的人生经历要比孩子们丰富。
Because we have more life experience.
所以扶着孩子们走到这条正路上，这是我们的责任。
And so to bring the child to the right path is our responsibility.
我们有多大的能力做这件事呢？
How much power will we have?
我们的能力不够。
We do not have enough power.
但是你有一件事可以做，也是应该做，也是必须做的。
However, there's something you should do.You can do and you must do.
为你的孩子祷告。
And that is to pray.
把他带到上帝的面前来。
To bring your child before God.
这个时代啊，我们有一种推卸责任的习惯。
In the age today, we have a habit of pushing away responsibility.
孩子的教育我们把它扔在学校。
We leave the child's education to the school.
然后信仰问题我们把它扔在教会。
And we leave the child's faith to the church.
来了以后我们把孩子就放在主日学。
And we leave the child in Sunday school.
这是神为我们提供的好的资源哈。
So these are some resources that God has provided for us.
光凭这个不够的。
But this is not enough.
信仰一定是在家庭里边建立出来的。
The faith must be built in the family.
昨天我们妈妈团契在读诗篇五十篇哈。
So yesterday, in our mother's meeting, we were reading Psalms chapter 50.
那里神说了一种人叫做恶人哈。
And here God describes the evil person.
他说这个恶人呢，在讲神的律法哈。
He says that the evil person speaks of God's law.
他说。在诗篇五十篇第十六节啊，他神对恶人说：“你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？”
We read from verse 16, but to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips?"
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。
For you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you.
所以这样的人，虽然他嘴里在说神，在说神的约哈、啊，在说传福音所谓的哈、啊，我、要孩子信主啊，但是实际他的内心呢，神说你恨恶管教，把我的言语丢在背后。
And so this person says that they recite the statutes and have the covenant on their lips, but actually they hate discipline and they cast the Lord's words behind them.
所以这是。我们的问题啊，如果我们是这样的人哈、啊，一方面告诉孩子，哎呀，你要信主啊，信主好啊，一方面自己却对神的话不在意，把神的话丢在背后。当我们这样做的时候，神说这样的人是恶人哈、啊。
And so if we are a person who says to believe in God and to pray, but we ourselves do not treat the scriptures, with the proper authority, then the Lord says you are evil.
所以我们不能做这样的人哈、啊。
And so we must not be like that.
所以在家庭里面，我们对信仰的认真啊，对神的话的认真啊。
And so amongst our family, our attitude towards our faith and towards the scriptures,
如果你觉得孩子将来遇到问题，你希望他祷告解决的话，
If you want your child to pray when they come to problems,
那你今天你遇到的问题就需要祷告解决。
Then you today, you must pray for yourself.
如果你今天都不祷告的话，你说我只是盼着我的孩子祷告，这个想法是不对的。
If you yourself do not pray, but you want your children to pray, then this is not right.
所以你要把你的孩子带到上帝的面前来。
And so you must bring your child before God.
当我们说孩子你需要饶恕别人，但是孩子从我嘴里听到的永远是某某某年某月某日谁谁谁对我不好，永远听到的是这些记恨，我们怎么能够帮助孩子呢？
If we require our children to forgive others, but we ourselves do not forgive others, how can we expect them to do that?
所以，今天我们要思想这个问题哈，我们不能够把孩子就扔在主日学就想着，哎，他反正在这里长大，他就会信主的。
And so we should consider this. We shouldn't just expect others to raise our children for us.
我们自己要承担起来带领孩子走到信仰道路上的责任啊。
But we should take this responsibility.
在这个过程中，尤其妈妈是很重要的。
Especially mothers.
妈妈的情绪可以传达给孩子。
Because mothers can transfer their emotions to their children.
妈妈可能更加挂念孩子啊。
And mothers can really,
当他发现孩子有问题的时候，他的心可能会更加的担忧。
Mothers will be greatly worried about their children.
所以这个妈妈，当他发现他孩子灵里出现了问题的时候，我相信他心里是非常担心的。
And so when this mother noticed something wrong with in her daughter's spirit, she was very troubled.
今天这个世代哈，是走向邪恶的一个时代。
And the world we live in is a world of evil.
你不知道你的孩子会被什么东西所捆绑。
You do not know what will trap your child.
现在有多少年轻人开始这个叫什么 depression 叫什么这个忧郁症抑郁症。
So many young people are becoming depressed.
然后他们灵里出现问题。
And they have issues and mental issues.
然后他们没有办法解决。
And they are unable to solve it.
很困惑。
And they struggle.
然后他们跑去找什么心理医生，甚至有人跑去灵界的地方，像交鬼的这些地方。
Maybe they will go to psychologists, or even they might go to mediums or spiritualists.
甚至有人把我们孩子带回国去，然后让他们去接触那些灵媒啊。那些什么跳大神的什么之类的东西啊。
So even some people take their children to the spiritualists overseas.
这是我们做家长的一个无知啊。
And this is really an ignorant act that we can do as parents.
但是我要说你不到等到走到那个时候才发现我们的束手无策。
However, I think you should not let it go to this point before you try to help them.
从今天开始认真对待你的信仰。
Today, you should be honest to your faith.
从今天开始认真地把孩子带到主面前来。
Today, you should honestly bring your child before God.
这是我们能够做的，也是应该做的。
And this is something we can do and we should do.
即便我说我们的信仰不是那么清晰。
Even if you say that your faith is not so clear,
从今天的这一段经文里，你应该能够得到鼓励。
From this passage today, we should be encouraged.
神没有问这个妇人哈，你说我是大卫的子孙，什么意思？
God didn't ask this Canaanite woman, what do you mean when you call me the son of David?
没有让她从旧约到新约讲一大堆哈。
He didn't test her on her Old Testament knowledge.
她所要的是那一个关系。
Oh, he wanted that sense of relationship.
所以今天我们可以说我刚信主，我好像还不是完全明白。
And so you may say that I have only just believed and I haven't figured everything out.
但是有一点你要高兴的就是说你信主信对了。
However, you should be happy that you have believed correctly.
所以这个妇人来投奔耶稣，她投奔对了。
And so this woman, when she came to Jesus, she came correctly.
因为有困难的时候，如果不投奔神，你去投奔谁呢？
Because if you are in trouble, who should you ask for help?
所以你投奔对了。
And so you asked correctly.
那跟主祈求，我们能够建立这样更亲密的关系。
And we can build this close relationship with our Lord.
把主真的当作主。
And to treat the Lord as our Lord.
你的主人所说的话，我们愿意听从。
And the words of our Lord that we should follow.
从现在开始，认真的去建立这个关系。
From today, we should build this relationship.
然后去祈求神的帮助，保守我们的孩子们。
And to ask for His help with our children.
我是巴望着看见我们的年轻人会在这里成长起来啊。
I really hope that our young people can grow together with us.
我们的小孩子们从主日学里边能够成长起来。
And that our children in the Sunday school will also grow with us.
我们是蒙福的，每一个家庭都是蒙福的家庭。
That all of our families may be blessed.
求神来祝福我们啊。
May the Lord bless us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你让我们认识了你。
We thank you that we can recognize you.
更感谢你，你是那一位愿意施恩赐福给我们的主。
We thank you that you are the one who is willing to bless us.
主啊，虽然我们的信仰还软弱。
Even though our faith is weak.
虽然我们是愚钝不配的人。
Even though we are not worthy.
但是，主啊，我们按照你的应许。来到父的面前祈求。
However, Lord, by your promise, we come before you.
你说我们可以奉着你的名，随时随刻的来到父的施恩宝座前。
You say that we may come before the glory seat at any time.
为得恩惠蒙连续做随时的帮助。
And receive blessing and your help.
我们把我们的孩子们带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring our children before you.
我们也把我们在座的妈妈们带到你的面前。
And we place our mothers before you.
感谢你赏赐给我们做妈妈的职分。
Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be parents.
就祈求你赐给我们能够有智慧，能够有力量。
I pray that you give us wisdom and power.
愿意为我们的孩子们献上祷告。
May we pray for our children.
求你施恩怜悯，使我们能够更加的认识你，爱你。
That your mercy can help us to recognize you more and love you more.
透过我们也祝福我们的孩子们。
And that through us you may bless our children.
透过我们每一个家庭，你也建立你自己的教会，祝福你的教会。
And that through every family you may build your church.
谢谢主听我们这样的祷告。
We thank you that you listen to our prayers.
我们祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.